Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Okay, you guys, we're back. I'm so excited because I have one of my besties sitting next to me. I have another across from me. She's going to play a game with us in a little bit. Janet Elizabeth is back. But we have the newly engaged, gorgeous Brittany Cartwright.
Hey.
Look at that ring. It's like sparkling up the entire office.
Thanks. I love seeing it in indoor lighting because it glimmers even more.
I love it.
And so good.
How cool was it last night for you to watch? I mean, I know we get the episodes ahead of time, but watching with the world last night, like, how cool was it to see all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you didn't know was going on?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts, watching how nervous Jax was, hiding everything, telling everybody. He was talking to the Uber drivers, everything.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so cute. And I also thought it was cute watching, like, Stassi and Tom trying to hide it because they knew.
Oh, my God. Okay, that was my favorite part. It was like when you guys were at the dog park,
so cute.
Like you could, it's so obvious. Like, I'm sure in the moment you didn't notice because you didn't know she was hiding anything,
nothing at all.
But I was like, and also, I'm like, were there really like those awkward pauses? Like, you probably didn't notice, but it was like, do you guys do anything fun? It's like awkward silence. Shots?
Yeah, no. It did not seem like that at all from what I remember, like at all. But I had no idea it was coming, so I didn't know to expect anything at the same time. But now when I watch it back, like, I noticed how nervous Jax was.
Yes.
Too. Like, I could see so many things. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. The ring box?
Yeah.
Brittany, they're, like, in the back of the Uber, and Brittany's, like, putting her hand, like, on his thigh, like, being sweet, and he's kind of just, like, trying to be like, get down. Janet hasn't caught up yet. She hasn't watched it.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah. But he's like, no, wait, like, he's like, I don't want, like, her hand on me, but I don't want to, like, be a dick, but, like, I got the ring, like, right here in my balls.
Oh, my gosh.
He was, like, so nervous. He kept talking about having to go to the bathroom and everything else. We drove all the way to Malibu in an Uber. We had no music, nothing at all whole entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy.
So you didn't catch on, you weren't like, oh, why are you being nervous?
No, because we had honestly, like, just started filming. We were only filming for a couple of weeks at that point, and Jack sometimes, what we do gets, like, kind of hard. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes people will go through different emotions and everything before we have to start filming. Mm-hmm. So you just never know, like, if he was just having a weird day. He has mood swings, so.
Right. Jack?
Yeah.
Mood swings? What?
So I just didn't know, you know, if he was having a weird day or anything like that. And then it was also going to be our first date on the show again. Mm-hmm. Our first time that we had been together since everyone had saw us last season.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to look really cute. So that's why I was wearing, like, a white dress, which everybody
thought
I knew because I wore that white dress, but I did not know at all. I just happened to wear that because I thought it was beachy.
Yeah.
We got married, you know, right up across from the Malibu beach, so it was so perfect. And then I got my hair done, everything, just because I wanted a perfect date night.
Yeah.
I just wanted everybody to see, like, love me that. And Jax together again, and it'd be, like, a good thing. But it ended up being a great thing because then we got engaged.
Yeah. It was funny. When Katie got engaged, it was literally none of us really knew. I think maybe a couple people knew. But she had asked me, like, the day of, because we were filming that night. It was, like, a big group dinner thing. I mean, you saw. And that day, she was like, do you want to go get your nails done? I was like, I don't really feel like it today. Like, can we go tomorrow? And I'm like, this is why the girlfriends need to know when their best friends get engaged.
Did you have your nails done?
I did, okay, actually. Good. Yeah. I had them done, like, I think 2 days before. So
yeah. There is nothing worse than when someone posts an engagement photo and they have, like, cracked nails or, like, mine right now, nothing.
Like, and now that I think about it, Saucy knew. And I don't remember her checking my nails at the dog park.
Red flag, Saucy.
Yeah. She might have seen it, though. Who knows?
Yeah. But I felt so bad because Katie's nails were, like, black and, like, they weren't fresh. And right after it happened, I looked at her. I was like, we should have gotten our nails done.
Yeah. It's so crazy. It seems like so long ago now.
I know. I mean, yeah, I feel like, God, I've been divorced for so long.
Right?
Being married is a whole long, that was another life ago. So, okay, just to go back a few years, for those of you who don't know, I just want to talk about the first weekend we met.
Oh, gosh.
So, it was my 30th birthday. We're in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I had an appearance and a birthday party. My parents were there, like the entire cast, all of our friends. And Jax was single at the time. He went out a day early. And you guys were, like, in Old Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Just, like, at a bar.
There was, like, 20 people at that bar.
Yeah.
No one was there.
And Brittany's best friend recognized him. And then they started talking, whatnot. And then Jax just, like, brings this girl to my birthday party. And I'm just like, Jax, with the fangirls, like, come on. She's like, no, she's never seen the show. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
You're like, yeah, right. And Every girl says that.
I'm like, I am not going to take the time to get to know this girl. Like, this is your flavor of the weekend. Never going to see her again. Like,
Sheena,
why is she
mean
at my party?
I don't know if I know that, Sheena.
We weren't the most welcoming because
Katie was the only one.
Yeah.
Well, to me, she might have talked shit behind my back. But to me, she was very welcoming. And actually, just to get this clear, Kara saw Katie.
Oh, okay.
And we talked to Katie first, and then Jax came up to us while we were taking a shot with Katie at the bar.
Gotcha.
That's how it happened.
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, that weekend turned into Brittany then flying out to LA multiple times, getting a job at Sur, and then becoming one of my best friends. And now I'm a bridesmaid in y'all's fucking wedding.
Love that. Thank God you had your 30th birthday in Vegas.
Yeah.
That happened.
It's crazy how things happen.
Yeah.
Because if she wouldn't have had her birthday, they wouldn't have been there. If I wouldn't have been going through crap with
her ex
at the time, then I wouldn't have, like, I went on a whim to go see Kara because she lived there, my friend in Vegas.
Yes.
So it's just crazy how everything works out.
Yeah. And then a couple months later, so my birthday is May 7th, so literally just 2 months later, she drives all the way from Kentucky straight to Azusa.
Straight to her mom's.
Yeah. Love that.
4th of July party. Aww. And the next morning, I pulled Jax aside, and I've reminded him of this conversation quite a few times now. I pulled him aside, and I was like, this girl just packed up her entire life, drove across the country. You better be fucking serious about her. And he's like, I swear, like, she's the one. I just know it. There's just something about her. She's different. And I go, okay. I said, then right now, today, she's my new best friend. If you ever do anything wrong,
yes,
I will never
have
her back.
She's in. You're out.
I don't care if Brittany's wrong. I have her back.
Like, amazing.
That's how it was.
Yeah.
And it worked out. Got
yeah, she really had my back, too.
Yeah.
What she said.
And there were times where he's like, you're supposed to be my friend. I'm like, remember the conversation July 5th, 2015?
Yeah, because me and Sheena, like, after she realized I wasn't going anywhere, me and her were texting the most, and like, I was talking to her the most out of anybody before I actually moved here. It just took her some time to, like, actually
Yeah, because I mean,
like, she's in. I gotta be nice now.
Like, we had the, like, Drake no new friends motto for, like, a while, and it's like, you know, you never know with new people entering this group of friends who've been friends for, like, a decade now.
Mm-hmm, totally.
You never know who you can trust, who has the right intentions, like, what someone's motivation is. And so I was a little weary, but then after just 2 days of hanging out with her, I was like, okay, this chick's the real deal.
Brittany's fun.
You.
I think the first time I met, we were doing fireball shots within, like, 15 minutes.
No matter what, you did a shot with
me. I was going to say, I quickly learned confident that I could scan the bar, and if everybody else was drunk and saying no, you would be the first one to be like, yeah, okay, all right. Okay, you're like, I shouldn't, but okay, sure, let's do one. I'm like, perfect.
I'll be like, no, and then I'll feel guilty for a second.
Okay. Perfect.
But I understand that part, Sheena, like about how you guys were a little weird about meeting me at first, because I feel like I'm starting to be like that now.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I've never been that person before, but it's just a different lifestyle now, and it's scary because you just, especially living in LA, knowing who to trust and everything, it's a hard thing.
Try dating.
And who wants to be on the spotlight? That's another hard thing too.
Try dating.
Oh, I can't imagine. I was so terrified about dating. Remember whenever Jackson and I broke up?
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? Are people only going to like me to be on the show? Right. I was already freaking out about it.
Yeah, I remember we were like, you need to find a hot guy, and you were like, nope, I'm not ready. Maybe later, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I was just trying to have fun for real.
Hence why.
Disneyland trips. I feel like that was like the time of Disneyland trips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, the first Disney trip I took with Jackson and Brittany, let's just talk about that for a second. They show up in matching shirts that says, I'm her Mickey and she's my Minnie.
Yeah.
And I was like,
with arrows.
Oh, my God. Gag me and don't walk next to me.
You have a shirt that says, I'm not with them.
Yeah.
Both arrows.
It was so cute. And Jackson is the one who picked them out, actually. He likes stuff like that. He loves little chintzy little, like, T-shirts and stuff.
I feel like Jax has like a hard reputation, but every time I've ever been around him, I feel like he is such a softie.
Oh my gosh, he says things before he thinks, and then he calms down and he regrets it later. But he actually has like the best heart.
Yeah.
Like today, we went to Vanderpump Dogs because there was like that 15-year-old girl who won the award at Vanderpump Gala. He wanted to give her his Jingle Ball ticket for tomorrow because we have a lot of press, so we couldn't go. Well, the ticket was already given away since we had said that we couldn't go, so he went and brought her money today. Like, he just, like, just off out of his own goodness in his heart.
That's amazing.
So he's like, he does like really sweet stuff like that. And then we pulled over out of nowhere and he gave a homeless guy money, and I was just like, you're melting my heart.
Aww.
It's not just about money, but it's just the fact that he even is thinking to do that stuff now. Like, he's just changed so much.
Not a lot of that makes the show. I feel like that stuff gets edited out.
It might this season.
I hope so.
I think we've all in life seen such a different side of Jack, so it'll be impossible not to see that this coming season.
Yeah.
but speaking of the Jingle Ball, I'm glad you said that because his tweet like yesterday, it was just so annoying. He's like, oh, I have these VIP tickets. Like, wish I could give them away, but I can't. And I was like, why do you have to put that out there? Like,
oh my God,
I don't even think you don't have.
Oh my gosh. I don't even look at his Twitter.
Don't.
Maybe he put that out there like trying to see like who, like, what he could do with them or something.
So now
I don't
that
know.
You say that, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I saw that and I'm just like, eye roll. Like, Jax, why do you have to just, like, be like, I have this and you can't have it? It was just like, come on.
Maybe he meant it to come out like that, or maybe he did not mean it to come out like that. I cannot look at his Twitter. People will come up to me and tell me about things that he says and, like, fights that he gets into. I cannot look at it.
90-day fiancé.
That's why I started watching, is because of you guys and his Twitter. I was like, he's fired up about these people. So I have to watch now.
That's one thing that drives me nuts, because, like, we actually love that show.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows how many people Jax has actually got to watch that show.
Yeah.
Literally,
me.
So many people. And all of our friends. And then they're tweeting it out to millions of people to watch it too. Like, I know that he's gotten a lot of people. So at the end of the day, we do love it. But he just jumps off the rocker and says some, you know, inappropriate things.
And then he gets so mad, though, when people say these things to him. And we're like, but you're
I know.
You have to watch, Sheena. You
I
have
tell
to
him
watch
all the time,
though.
Trust me. Yeah. And he knows it, too. He's like, oh, so people can say whatever they want to me, but I can't say whatever I want to them.
But
and
they
I'm like,
aren't the people kinda saying this to you.
Honestly, though, you guys think you're crazy. The 90-Day Fiancé people, their stuff is like, it's hard not to comment on it.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like, they put
crazy.
It out, and there's just so much more. It's,
yeah,
you have to watch. I know you're resisting.
I don't have time
to.
For that.
The older episodes are even better, though.
Oh, yeah,
like, the newer ones are just not as good.
Yeah,
the originals are just the best.
Yeah, oh, season one was amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry. Maybe I have a lot of free time right now.
Do it.
But at the end of the day, I don't read. I don't like. Pre-read his tweets, just so everybody knows that.
Yes.
Of course.
I did want to point that out, because it's not like Brittany's supporting these negative tweets.
No, because a lot of times, like, he'll tweet something or, like, snap back at somebody because they said something to him, and a lot of times he'll take, like, okay, this is a perfect example of what Jax will do. He will sit there and read a bunch of comments that are mean about something, and then one unlucky person will be that person who, you know, gets the wrath of Jax because of all the other messages. Like, somebody might have said, like, that girl that said, I don't like the chairs at Tom Tom, and he, like, went off on her. He shouldn't have went off on her. He should have never went off on her. But at the end of the day, I know that it was because he saw. So it's not just what that girl said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, I mean, no one can understand until until you're in this position. Yeah. Like, you can say, like, I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think. You're a stranger. Your opinion means nothing. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. But when it's just constant, like, digging and digging and digging into your personality and everything, it's like sometimes we snap.
Yeah, it's
so
hard.
It's kind of impossible to just be calm, cool, and collected 100% of the time.
There was one time, I forget if it was a picture that Ariana posted one time with Raquel and I, and someone commented, whoever that girl on the left is looks like a combination of Jax and Stassi. And I was like, me? I was like, I do? And I was like, I immediately was like, my gut reaction was like to cry and feel like I was getting bullied. I was like, well, I mean, they're both really good looking, yeah. So that's fine. I was like, but Jax looks like a man, so do I know? I was like, this is
I think
is
they
scary.
Meant if Jax and Stassi had a baby, that she would look like you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was like, I don't know if this is a compliment or whatever. I get one, like, minor hate comment, and I break down. I'm like, I can't even imagine what you guys go through. I really can't.
I hate when somebody, the worst comments for me is whenever somebody goes after my character, like, trying to act like I changed or something because I moved to LA. That really makes me mad because they don't actually know me, and I don't feel like I've changed whatsoever.
No. And totally. Your accent is still thick.
It just drives me nuts because people don't actually know us, you know, and that's what makes it hard.
Definitely. Well, before we get too much into last night's episode, and I want to talk about some other things, we're gonna play a little game of Would You Rather.
Okay.
All right. Woo-hoo.
Okay, these are really good.
Okay.
This one's really funny. Anybody who has a dog, you're gonna love this.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather react to members of the opposite sex like a dog reacts to a squirrel or have laser pointers in your eyes that reveal whatever you're looking at?
Ooh.
I would rather react like a dog, I think. Because anytime you try to, like, look at anybody walking by or anything, lasers would be pointed at them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to get away with nothing.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Okay, this is really funny, too. Would you rather charge yourself once a day by plugging a power cord into your butt or by winding a large key in the middle of your back?
I'll take the key.
Yeah, I think I'd rather do a key, too.
I mean, can you...
Not into butt stuff.
It'd be uncomfortable to sleep.
Okay, this is good. I feel like this is a really hard one. Give up sex to become a billionaire.
Oof.
Or be sexually active but constantly poor.
Ooh, that's tough.
I mean, can you, like... What can we say on here?
You can say whatever anything. You want.
Can you take care of yourself? If you can, then...
Yeah.
I don't know. I might want to be poor.
Poor sex.
Very true. I don't know if I could make my marriage work for the rest of my life without sex.
No.
Okay, this is a good one. Have your mom be a star on Real Housewives
Hoarders?
Oh, Housewives.
But, okay, that's what I was thinking.
My mom would die
too,
to be on there.
But imagine, like, some of the stuff that they say and do. And it's funny when it's not your mom, you know? It's, like, always cute and funny. But then when it's your mom doing it, you're like, oh, my God, no.
Yeah, if they went after my mama, ooh, it'd be hard for me not to go crazy. Yeah. That's one thing that I cannot stand is when people talk about my mom.
Oh, my gosh. And your mom is so sweet.
Oh, I know. I know she is. She's
all
great.
Right. Last one. Go. Okay.
Always say the first thing that pops into your head. Or stumble into everything you're doing 15 minutes late.
Stumble into 15 minutes late, everything.
That's what I do, I think, anyway.
I know, right? Definitely.
That's fun.
I know. I have this one. I have Never Have I Ever. Sometimes we do Heads Up. But I'm like, I haven't played a game on here in a minute. And I saw that in my living room this morning. I was like, let's do a little game.
I like it.
All right, so there's something I want to talk to you about before we get into this, because I have I made a bunch of notes. I watched the episode again last night, and I was like, okay, I got to ask her about this.
I know, I'm like, oh, geez, here we go.
And then just, give you guys some more background on, like, our couple months that we were single together.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so I know we all smoke weed, but do you ever take CBD?
I've had, like, little wormies or something before.
Okay, like little gummies?
Yeah.
Have you ever had the Sunday Scaries?
No. Or, wait.
They're gummies.
Oh,
I mean,
I have not had the...
But you've had the Sunday Scaries.
I've had the Scaries, yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's like, you know, you're just... Especially with us, it's like our Sunday Scaries are... Oh, shit. There's a new episode tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. What am I going to get judged on? What am I going to get tweeted on? So...
Because what are people going to think of me?
Exactly. So because Mondays are like our day, I was like, okay, these are definitely something that has helped me. So they're CBD. There's no THC. I don't even know if there's a maximum, but I take a few in the morning because I'm like, I don't want to be on anxiety medication forever, but that's not something I can just like cold turkey get off. So I've been taking these CBD gummies. I swear I literally do feel more calm and less anxious throughout my day. So I have a bunch at my house. I'm going to give you a bottle.
Yes, I want some.
Yeah, they're all natural. They're CBD, as I said. They have a 10 milligram blend, a broad spectrum of isolate CBD, as well as vitamins B12 and D3. So they're mood boosters. Mm. They fit into any diet. They don't have any gluten, dairy, yeast, eggs, soy, peanuts. And you guys, they can be ordered on the website, sundayscaries.com, shipped directly to your front door. They have the gummy ones, and they also have like sour, like gum drop one.
Ooh, I want to try.
They're so good.
That's such a brilliant name.
I know. Yes. Because it's like, it's so true. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The worst.
Especially
too.
After you drank or something and then you wake up the next morning like, what did I say?
Hungover and then have to watch yourself on TV.
That's the thing. And you're like, wait, hold on. Like, did I post that Snapchat? Like, oh my God, did I? And I like always have to like, especially after a night of drinking, like go back and I'm like, oh my God, I did post that and it already has 50,000 views.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you guys, they have subscription packages that are for reoccurring monthly orders at a discounted rate. And right now, my listeners can buy Sunday Scaries for a 10% discount and free shipping at sundayscaries.com. Use promo code Sheena. That's S-C-H-E-A-N-A. And I'm going to give you guys a bottle because I got plenty at home.
Awesome.
So, all right. I just want to, because I'm still single since the last time you were single, I just want to say that, like, we were both going through some shit at the same time, and this was after we filmed season 6, so no one other than, like, following us on social media really got to see this, but, like, this girl, like, Brittany was, and I mean, you were too, but Brittany was such an amazing friend to me when we were both going through something, and we were like, let's just, like, start, like, traveling together. We're like, Brittany and Sheena take Atlanta, Brittany and Sheena take Kentucky, Brittany and Sheena take San Francisco, Vegas, like, we were just going all around, and
so fun.
It was so much fun.
Yes. We helped each other big time.
We did. But when we got back from that, you guys got back together and here you are engaged, a total 180 from the way season 6 ended, how season 7 starts.
Yes, it's insane.
And I couldn't be happier for you.
Thank
you. I just want to give hope to people that you can like go take a break from stuff, work on things, and come back and still be like in a successful, happy, healthy relationship.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like I was so like bent on trying to make it work last season because we should have taken that break
right
from the get-go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Then we would have not fought so bad and like had those huge blow-ups. But I guess everything happens for a reason because now we're right where we're supposed to be, better than we ever have been. So, you know, I don't know. Everything, I guess, happens for a reason. I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah, you learn.
Yeah, we definitely learned from our mistakes. And Jax definitely has learned from his mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, you're the best thing that has ever and will ever happen to him. And I'm glad he finally realized that.
I love how he talks about you on social media and stuff, too. When he'll post a picture of just you and be like, how lucky am I? I'm like, you are lucky.
That's
so
every
cute.
Girl wants. A guy who just, like, worships
this
her.
This is my girl.
Yeah, he's, like, super sweet now. He makes me, like, he made me a sandwich today again.
Look at this.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
I know.
Look at my first note.
Yeah, the sandwich. And it's so funny because I know, like, I had all those gloves on. I just want to, like, tell people what that was about.
Okay, yeah. I was like, does she always do makeup with the gloves? Does she just get her nails done?
No, because it looks so weird because I never have, like, an interview bite or anything talking about it.
Right.
So literally he's helping me put these weird plastic gloves on my hands. And then I'm putting makeup on and it's like, what is she doing? But I get, like, those really bad, Sheena knows this.
Yeah.
I get, like, cracks in my hands and stuff. And it's called something. I can't.
Psoriasis, eczema.
Eczema.
Yeah.
Good thing. But I get it breakouts on my hands. So whenever that happens, I have to put like the stuff on, put gloves on, let it like sit for a while. It hurts really bad. But he like, whenever I was having a big breakout at that time, he was taking care of me and like put them on for me every day. But I didn't get to talk about it. So it just looked like, what is she doing?
Yeah. I know. I forgot about that for a second. Now that you say that, I'm like, no, I know you do that. But when I was watching the episode, I was like, she had to have just gotten her nails done and didn't want to get, like, makeup on them. Or, like, you know, you get, like, a matte, like, a light color matte nail polish and you get a little bit of makeup on, they're stained until you get them done again.
Yeah. There's going to be, like, fan theories about, like, what the gloves are for.
Oh, right? I'm sure.
Definitely.
I know that looked so weird.
Okay, Jax's job in Florida. Was that a real thing?
Yes. So the guy that whenever we go to Florida, he gives us our tickets and everything like that.
Right.
He actually really did offer Jax a job. I don't know, like, what exactly he would be doing. They kind of wanted him to, like, help run social media, all that stuff. But I also think that has to do with, like, his popularity on social media and, you know, everything else. I'm not exactly sure what that job would have actually been. I think at that time he was just kind of trying to find a way to get away. So he was like, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah.
Just to run away instead of deal with what was going on.
Exactly.
And I also just want to point out to anyone who judges Britney for, you know, taking him back and thinks she deserves better, whatever. You don't know until you're in a position what you would do. You could say, oh, if I get cheated on, like, I'm done. I'll never talk to that person again. But, like, just wait until you're in that position.
Before you judge.
And then judge.
Yeah.
I mean, don't judge, but, like, then judge, like, what you want to do in that situation.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So. It happens. So many people go through it. And, unfortunately, not a lot of people talk about it. So it's good. I mean, it sucked for you guys to have to put it out there.
Yeah.
But you, I'm sure, have helped so many people that maybe would have broken up but could have worked through it.
Yeah.
And then see you guys do it and think, you know, they can have a happy ending, too.
That's one of, like, the positives of what we do is, like, the people relating to us. I've had people came up to me at World Dog Day, actually, this year. And she was, like, so nice. I'll never forget her. She came up to me and she was, like, crying. And I was like, and she was like, Brittany, I just want you to know, I have to tell you that you, like, really helped, you really changed my life. You helped save me. And I was like, what? Because that's, like, a huge thing to say to somebody. And she was like, I was going through horrible stuff with my husband and you taught me forgiveness.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and she was talking about it, like, changed her life because she was able to forgive and let stuff go.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
So, I mean, I know, like, everybody can't always do that, and that is completely fine. I understand. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand if people break up and don't get back together. It's everyone's choice. Everybody has different relationships. Mm-hmm. Don't stay in something if they're not making that change.
Right.
That's the only reason I'm able to stay.
And you guys worked hard at it.
Yeah, we worked really hard at it.
Hence me being divorced.
Same.
It's like, it's the same thing. Is, I mean, I've had numerous people over the last 3 years say that, like, I've inspired them to get out of a situation that was toxic. Because,
yeah, that's hard, too.
Because it's easier to stay than to go through a divorce, to split your assets and whatever it is. People have kids and a house and all of this. Like, it's easier usually just to stay and be miserable.
And be miserable, yep.
But, like, that is the main thing that makes every shitty moment doing this job worth it. Is, I always said, I'm like, if I could just help one person, then I'm doing my job and it makes every bad time worth it. And it's like, we've reached millions of people all over the world and we're able to help. And I just think that's so amazing about reality TV, is, like, you are getting to know us in a small version of us, but, like, we're helping people.
Yeah. And people can relate.
Exactly.
So that's good. And maybe we can help somebody go get through something else, even if it doesn't relate to us, just because we're so crazy.
Totally. Seriously. It's like, you know, it's not just entertaining. It's also, they're life lessons. And it's like, we are all real friends. And I think that's one of the best things about our show is we're all organically friends or organically enemies.
Yeah.
Like, it's all real. And I can't say that enough. I hate so much when people are like, your show is scripted. Is
I hate that too.
No.
Do you really think that I would just act like it was a reality show, go on there, this whole cheating scandal, all this, the rumor, like, all that stuff that we've all been through. And this is just me personally, not including everything everybody else has been through.
Yeah.
If you
voluntarily. And not be known as an actress who is acting out these lines.
Exactly. Yeah.
And no.
No.
That would never happen.
No, I think The Hills, that was like the scripted reality TV that once that was over, it was like, okay, that's not going to work again. Because then at the season finale of that, like, everyone found out, like, okay, this show is fake.
Right.
So you can't really do that anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah. Also, I just want to say that your interview look in the first episode is so fire.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
That lace dress, your boobs look so amazing.
Like,
that was a really good one.
Thank you.
I
think everybody looks so good. Whenever I watch it, I'm like, dang, everybody looks so hot.
Totally. Yeah, we do have a really good looking group of friends.
You guys are all real good looking. That's the only reason I'm friends with you guys.
Oh my gosh. All right, so then we're watching the episode, and it continues to Jax at the store buying tampons for you.
He actually does that a lot.
So does he know now, super regular light? Like, does he know which ones to get?
Yes, he knows. I just like the regular ones, but he was cracking me up with that.
What are some other things, just because it's only, you know, one episode in, so people haven't gotten to see how much y'all's relationship has progressed, but what are some other things other than the sandwich that he's really stepped up on that you've noticed a difference?
He, like, every single thing, honestly, he listens to me. That is a huge difference in a relationship. I know that's something that I should have had since the get-go, but yeah. Still, like, he actually listens to me. I see, like, little things that I like. Like, he'll come home from the grocery with, like, my favorite chocolate milk or, aww, like, flowers. You know, he just, like, thinks of me every single time, yeah, that he's out anywhere. You know, like, he just brings me something little,
yeah,
and meaningful, and that is, like, really special to me. And he, like, helps with the dogs so much, just everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's just the person that I always knew that he could be. And he's definitely, like, ready to be my husband.
Aww.
I'm proud of
and
him.
And he probably would have never gotten there if it weren't for you. So,
oh, 100%. Like,
no. I didn't know him before, but
no.
Saw.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. I've always loved him since day one, but I've seen a huge change, mm-hmm, in him.
Yeah, no, you really did change his life, mm-hmm, like, for the better. And
I'm just so proud of him for how he, like, handled his dad's death. And, mm, you know, that was such a hard thing for him. It still, yeah, is a hard thing,
yeah,
for him. But,
of course,
like he says, he could have spiraled out of control when, mm-hmm, he did not do that. So,
yeah, but he probably would have if he didn't have you by his side.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So I was just glad I could be there for him and his sister.
Yeah. Because
it's a terrible thing to go
through. I can't even imagine,
yeah,
what that was.
Mm-mm.
Okay, switching gears.
Okay.
let's talk about Jax coming into Sir.
Oh, gosh.
And trying to get James to go back in the parking lot. Do you think he wanted to fight him?
No, I don't think he wanted to fight him. I think that he didn't want to yell at him in front of Sir.
Yeah.
I think Jax was trying to, like, get him out of there so that he didn't have to cause a scene at Sir again.
Yeah,
again. Get in trouble by Lisa. Remember? Because, like, that's...
Yeah.
Jax never really got in trouble with Lisa at Sir, except for that time when he did the flicking off thing.
And ended up at home with one shoe.
Yeah. So I don't think he was trying to get in trouble at Sir again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's sticking up for me, and I'm glad and I'm proud of him for doing that.
Yeah. Do you think, because, okay, so.
You were there. She,
yes,
was with me that
say.
Night.
So I was with Brittany the night of this freestyling, and we're having dinner in the restaurant. Then we're over in the lounge, and we, like, go over, say hi to James. Like, we're having a drink. We're having a good time, hanging out, just, like, talking to people. And it's, like, 20 minutes in, he, like, I think he, we were getting ready to go to Pump.
Yeah.
And he started playing Good as Gold, and I was like, shit, I can't leave when he's playing my song. So we're like, woohoo, Good as Gold. Then he grabs the mic from me and starts freestyling.
And, well, I'm dancing in the front.
Yeah, so we're all, like, dancing, like,
in front,
yeah,
of everybody.
Like, yeah, just like, get it.
And then he rhymes a word with something bad that Jax did and says it in front of 200 people.
Which he says it in the show, so if you watch the show, you know what it was he said.
Yes.
But he doesn't just say it once. He repeats it over and,
yes,
over and over and over. So on the show, it looked like he just said it one time and it was over.
No,
no. He repeated it. He chanted it.
Yeah.
So that's why I was so embarrassed. Like,
yes,
it doesn't show that part on the show.
No, because, I mean, we weren't filming when,
yeah,
this happened.
This,
so
was
just,
like,
had,
right,
like,
after James and Jax had finally gotten,
yes,
cool and in a good place.
Yeah, they were actually, ugh, finally in a good place. And then I came home, of course, and I was, like, crying. I just left Sheena because,
well,
she was
mortifying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to have,
and
that
imagine,
all those,
like,
people.
When people come to Sir, they know they're there to see us because,
yeah,
we're part of the show.
Yeah.
They want to be waited on by us. They want to see James DJ. They just want to have that experience. And we're there hanging out. And then all of these fans who know what happened, who are such fans of the show, know every single thing about our lives, are there. People were videotaping me, mm-hmm, everything. I was like, I just ran out. I,
yeah,
didn't even tell Sheena. I was like, I'm sorry, Sheena, I had to go.
And then
she,
like,
was on the other side, and we couldn't get through to each other anyway.
Yeah.
So many people.
No, it was awful. And the fact that, like, he even said last night, he was like, I don't feel bad for what I said about Jax. I just feel bad that Brittany was there to hear it. It's like, that's not even an apology.
Yeah.
So then the next day, you know, or, I mean, a couple weeks later,
yeah,
but then he's apologizing to Jax, and it's like, your apology doesn't mean shit,
yeah,
when you're literally saying, like, well, I only feel bad that Brittany heard it, but I don't feel bad that I said it in front of 200 people.
Yeah. And the thing about James that kills me is, let's be honest, James, like, worships Jax.
Yes.
He wants to be just
James
like Jax.
James is a baby.
Let's
Jax.
Let's be real. James would be Jax's best friend if he would give him the inch.
100%.
Oh, my God. He would take it and run with it. And I know it.
And they sort of were last, or the
They weren't,
before,
like, best friends, but they were cool. They were,
yeah,
at the point where James would have been,
mm-hmm,
at our engagement party,
right,
you know, like, at least that kind,
yeah,
of stuff. But I don't know. He just like ruins. And the fact that he does say that, like he's sad that I heard it, but he meant it to hurt Jax. But it's like, why did you mean it to hurt Jax? You and Jax were fine at that point.
Right.
And so it's still just that little conniving crap that James does that drives me insane.
And it's just like, you have nothing else better to rap about than something that was shitty that happened a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, come up with some new material, James.
Yeah. And I remember of last year, like his argument was that he was trying to be freestyle and in the time and in the moment. It's like, no, were not freestyling.
That's not freestyling.
That was a written song. We know you, James.
James,
be real.
Stands in front of
his
mirror.
Can't freestyle like that.
Yeah, he's not freestyling.
No, he stands in front of his mirror in his Supreme underwear and literally like rehearses these freestyles. So then when he gets on the mic,
Supreme underwear.
And Jack Bottom.
Yeah. People don't think that James, like, they don't know that he's like rehearsed this because he just gets on the mic and they think he's freestyling. It's like he did the same thing last night, the same thing the night before, the same thing 2 weeks ago. Like, he has no new material. He has
but that
the
was
same
his
words.
Argument that he was freestyling and just in the moment and probably saw me and like thought of it. I'm like, oh, whatever.
You're like, show me your iPhone notes. Yeah. I know that's written down in there.
Right? Do you think he did that as like a calculated move or do you think it was just him being a freaking idiot?
Honestly, we were getting ready to start filming. I think it was probably calculated.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion of James, but he could have just been very stupid and not thought of it. But to even like write it and him even right away saying, I'm sad Brittany heard it, but I wanted it for Jax means that he was calculated. I think.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not going to talk about that little fucker anymore. Back to you and Jax.
All right.
So you guys are engaged, you're getting married. Woo-hoo. And after everything that happened last year, I know y'all's sex life is much better.
Yes.
So just woo-hoo. To put that out there, have you heard of a little website called Adam and Eve?
I feel like I've seen that on TV maybe, right? Yeah. Is it like a commercial on TV?
Well, even though I know you're still, it is.
Yeah.
But even though I know like you're still like in your honeymoon phase because you're fiancés and that's so exciting, mm-hmm. like saying the word fiance, like, it's
an
awesome.
Exciting time.
And hearing the other person call you that.
Yes.
So cute.
But, like, you can always still, you know, spice things up in the bedroom a little.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, just so you know, because Jax is not going to listen to shenanigans, let's be honest. So he won't even know about this. But if you want to surprise him with some, you know, adventurous new toy or adult movie to get you guys in the mood, I have something for you.
I'm down. So,
if you guys go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. So literally, I mean, from toys to adult movies, like, it's just anything to get you in the mood.
Sounds good.
So when you select your one item at 50%, you guys will also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration and a free gift that I'll tell you about later. I can't mention it on here. It's a little too sensual. But also, they will throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, they're not kidding. So you guys check out adamandeve.com today for the special order. Get 50% off one item when you type Sheena for the offer code upon checkout. And you'll get, again, 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift and free shipping. Just use offer code Sheena at adamandeve.com. That's S-C-H-E-A-N-A.
A little dirty Santa gift.
Yes. Right? But I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk to Brittany about this because like I know you guys are like so good right now, but it's like you can always just
you can throw something in for some fun.
Little. Yeah. Yeah. So, da-da-da. Okay. Well, we talked a little bit about Stassi's reaction, but what surprised you the most, like, watching the first episode? Like, whose reaction or what maybe upset you that someone said? Like, what were you thinking when you were watching this?
I thought, let's see. The only one, I mean, of course, like, what Katie said kind of, like, frustrated me.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like it was kind of mean.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know that it's a hard thing because I know, like, whenever my friends are talking about, like, waiting till we get married and stuff like that, they're looking out for me at the end of the day because
right. You
guys were all there for me whenever I was going through all this horrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi even said it, like, she didn't want to be anything to do with my wedding if we continued the same path that we were on.
Right.
So I know that it we were going to have to prove it to people. But I would say, like, Katie's comment was the one that, like, kind of hurt
what
me the most.
Comment?
It was just, like, she just, like, went in and talked about the cheating. She just kind of, like, went in on details.
Yeah, which is kind of like,
which
well,
I understand.
I hope they don't get married anytime soon.
Yeah. Which we're engaged. We're going to be engaged for over an entire year, which mm-hmm. I think is plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's so excited now. So that's all that really matters is, like, the journey that we've all been through to, like, prove Jax is real. Because I do understand, like, maybe after Jax's death, a lot of people thought that it was going to be a really quick thing and he was going to go back to his old ways. And we're coming up on a year this month, and he is he's not changed. I mean, he's changed in the best way, but he hasn't went back whatsoever.
That's a big life moment. Yeah. I mean, that's something that'll really change you forever and make you really think about your priorities and what you want. And
yeah, for sure. That one, I mean, that one did kind of upset me. But like I said, it's all about how the journey that we've been on and how everybody sees it now. And I know that she's happy for us now, but that's definitely hard to see.
Oh, totally.
And then what else? I'm trying to think. There was so many funny ones. I was cracking up at you.
But like what I loved too was Kristen. Like, she's literally sitting there like being like, I don't know.
Oh, MacGyver.
Jack, like when you talk to Kristen, well, Kristen talks to you and you have to talk over her to get through.
Yes, yes.
So she's like, Stassi's sitting there and she's like cringing. She's like, oh my God, oh my God, I know this information.
It was
and, like,
so cute.
It was so cute. But then Kristen's like, so Jax was sending me these like weird texts, and then Stassi's just like, oh, she's like, God, you guys are so intuitive. And Kristen's like, and then like Jax was saying this, and Stassi's like, oh my God, Jax is proposing to Brittany. And she's like, I knew it. Like, just like seeing that was so funny because Kristen's like MacGyver skills.
Oh.
And Stassi's just like, oh my God, Kristen, shut up. You're right.
Yeah. Aww. Kristen kept texting me. She was like, why are you getting glam? Because I had Bradley and Jared come over, my glam team to come over, because like I was saying earlier, it was our first date night.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be cute and I wanted it to be perfect. And so they all came over. So Kristen started, kept texting me, why are you getting glam? What's going on? Because we normally do our own makeup.
Yeah.
Unless it's something special, you know, for the show. So she just kept texting me. And then she was like, are you coming to El Coyote? Because Jax and I were going to Neptune's Net. And I was like, no. She was like, Jax said you were going to El Coyote. So it just became this whole, like, text message thing. And then finally Jax called Tom. Tom had to tell Dodie to stop texting me.
Yeah.
It, like, became this
is literally an episode of Friends.
Yeah.
This is like when Chandler and Monica are about to get engaged.
Yeah. Like, no, seriously. Like, that's exactly what we feel like. We are friends on, like, crack or something.
Yeah, seriously.
I saw some stuff comparing you guys to Friends and Cheers, and I think both of those are like such good descriptions.
Well, and then I was getting nervous because Jax wanted all of us like at their apartment when they got back to celebrate, and I was like, oh my God, Katie, Chris, I was like, Brittany has all of our locations. What if she's on Find My Friends and sees that we're all at her house?
She would have thought it was a glitch, probably. Yeah, but, like, what's wrong?
But also, thankfully, Katie lives in the same building, so it's like we could have just been at Katie's apartment.
Yeah, very true.
But that's I was like, for a second, oh my God, oh my God, what if she said, and they're like, Sheena, she just got engaged, she's not looking on Find My Friends. Like, yeah, you're right,
she's
right.
Looking at her left hand.
I don't want anything spoiled. Like, a girl getting engaged, like, that's one of the most special days of your life.
Oh, and it was awesome.
I'm so happy that we got to see that.
I know. It was so perfect for Jax and I, because, like, those little crab places and stuff like that, that is our favorite date night.
Yeah.
Like, that is something we do almost every week. We go to a crab place. That is just so us. And then that spot in Malibu, how beautiful is it? Like,
oh,
driving out there.
Yeah.
It made sense why we took an Uber that far, since we had a limo bring us back.
Yeah.
But I was like, why are we Ubering this far?
Right.
Like, oh, and Jax was so, he was like, why did I make this decision to do it here? Because this drive was like, that was so intense for him.
It's so far.
Yeah.
Did you guys, was Neptune's Net, is that where you had one of your first dates?
Yeah, it was where we had one of our first dates whenever I first came up here.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so it wasn't like our very first date, but it was one of the first dates.
It was still a special place.
Oh, yeah. That first week that I ever visited, we went there. And then whenever Jax's dad came to visit, like, years ago, that was his favorite place that he went to whenever he was in LA. So it had like special meaning for both of us.
And what you also didn't see, because you haven't watched yet,
it's on my DVR, I swear.
But the ring that is on her finger, when Jax's dad passed, he had left him some money. So it's like, this is just like a part of his dad that he gets to look at every day.
Super sweet.
Yeah. And God damn, it's gorgeous.
I know. It's so pretty.
It's a dream.
So
I think
pretty.
That's any girl's dream ring.
Uh-huh. I know.
Like, he did so good. Shout out to Kyle Chan.
Yeah, Kyle killed it.
Kyle makes the best jewelry.
Yeah. Oh, and like, Kyle already told me that he's working on a ring for my wedding day for something blue.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I love that.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Love that.
Let's talk wedding.
Okay.
What can you tell us and what can't you? Can you say where? I don't know if you've put that out yet, what type of place you're getting married at.
Well, it's been on the show even before I was ever engaged, like where I wanted to get married.
Okay.
And I'm glad I will talk about this because people try to write, not People Magazine, but like some different magazines try to come come out saying that I changed my wedding venue because Malibu was too expensive.
What?
Yeah.
And wanted to get married in Malibu.
No. There was these articles saying that I wanted to get married at the Malibu Wine Gardens or something, and that it was too expensive, so I changed it to Kentucky to...
I wonder if they thought that...
Where do people come up with this?
I wonder if they thought that because you had such a nice engagement party in Malibu. Yeah. At your engagement party, I was like, this is fancier than most weddings I've ever been to.
It could have been a
wedding.
I can't wait to see that episode because I was starting to get embarrassed because it was like starting to be too much like a wedding.
Gorgeous.
Like when we were dancing, I was like, all right, other people dance with us. But that'll be fun to see. But yeah, or I forgot where I was even at.
Just if you can say what type of place you're going to be at.
But that just drove me insane because I have always known since I was 10 that I wanted to get married at the Castle in Kentucky. So I've driven past it since I was a little girl. It, you know, it's re-owned by new owners, completely revamped. It is gorgeous. I've already put the down payment down.
I think I saw one of you guys post it.
Yeah,
and it
data
looks
set.
Gorgeous.
I'm not going to say the date yet. Yeah, but next summer.
Yeah, amazing. Not just in case it doesn't work out. Just in case. You just don't want people don't need.
You
don't
want fans showing up to the castle.
Yeah. It's going to be very, very like private. And it's the reason I love the castle so much is it's going to just be ours.
Yeah, and we get to stay at the castle.
Stay at the castle.
Amazing. I can't imagine you getting married outside of like Kentucky. I feel like you have to.
No, LA, I got to be close to the family.
And this place is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, this is for a princess.
Yes.
Or a queen because you're a fucking queen.
I can't
queen.
Wait. Have you gotten your dress?
I did actually. Yes.
What can you tell? What style ish?
I don't want to. Okay, I'm not going to ever talk about what it looks like.
Right.
Okay. No
I've
matter
seen
what.
Though,
yeah. Sheena's seen it.
Stunning.
Okay. Yes. I did not want to find it. I mean, I wanted to find it, but not on the first try.
Okay.
But I fell in love with it. Whenever I was. We filmed at the very end of this season that's coming out. We do film me at the wedding dress shop, trying on dresses, all that were so beautiful. And I found it after the cameras left.
Oh.
Because it was very important for me.
Aww.
Yeah. It was very, very important for me that it was not on this season because I don't want Jax to see what anything of my dress because I don't want him to see me until I walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do like the pictures before.
No,
nothing.
The same way. Yeah. Like, I mean, I get it when people want to do that because you don't want to take time away and like waste time during cocktail hour, but it's like I wanted, and if I ever get married again, I still you want that first moment. I just think the first look should be when he's standing at the altar, and like that's like the best part. Like 27 dresses,
that's the best part
of the wedding.
I am the most excited for that part to see how like happy he is to see me.
He's gonna
like.
Do you think he's gonna cry?
I think he's going to cry and I'm going to cry. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get my words out when I'm speaking.
Yeah.
I'm nervous already.
It's like I was telling you, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Your wedding. Ooh, you have like 22 bridesmaids.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
We will all make sure that nothing goes wrong that day, especially Katie and I having done this already.
Yeah.
Like, you have good girls having your back. Like, this is going to be your dream wedding. It's going to be perfect. I can't wait.
It's like, I feel like I've been planning it for my
whole life.
Yeah, honestly. Because, like, as soon as I went in and talked to them, like, my first face-to-face meeting with them, because I want to go back to Kentucky, and it's very important to me that, like, the flowers are from a Kentucky florist, the cake is from a Kentucky bakery.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want all of that. And then all the food and the drinks and everything come through the castle anyway.
Yes.
So it's all coming together, actually, quick.
Yeah.
I'm in the hunt right now. I go back next month to, like, do the cake tasting and do the food tasting, like, pick out our menus and everything.
That's the most fun part.
Yes. And I think I'm going to put up something, like, I want to hear some bands or, like, a couple DJs
yeah.
or something and see if I can do something cool where I can have people audition or anything. Or I can even just go, like, to different places and listen to people.
Well,
because that's what I'm looking for now is a DJ and a band.
That's the best.
Yeah. I want both.
I wish I would have done that.
Yeah.
Wedding bands are
Next
so
time.
Awesome.
And I want a DJ.
I want a DJ
that has a saxophonist.
Oh.
I think that would be so dope.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I went to a club in, actually went to Shep Rose's club in Charleston.
Yeah.
I went with him.
Okay.
And his, whenever Jackson's sister was getting married, we had a bachelorette party and we took him out and Shep took us out to a bunch of places. And one of his bars had a DJ with a saxophone and it was the coolest thing ever.
That's awesome.
So I think I want that.
Well, bring him out.
We'll see.
Charleston's not too far from Kentucky.
My friend, you know, Bryce Vine, he has a drummer and a saxophone player when he performs and it just adds such a cool element to it.
It's so good.
It
sounds
so
good
dope.
With rap music.
Yeah.
And I love like rap and hip hop. I want everybody to dance but have that like cool sound. to. Yeah. Yes.
So do you think after you guys get married, like, you, I mean, let me just say, a lot of people think, like, after the wedding, like, you're going to have sex and it's going to be amazing. It usually doesn't happen because you're partying, nope. You're drunk, you have so much fun. Like, it's just, so maybe not that night, but do you think you guys are going to want to try for kids, like, right away or enjoy being married for a bit? Because you're still young.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. Jax is ready to start having kids. And, yeah. like, I obviously have always wanted kids.
Of course.
Being a mother is, like, so important to me, and I cannot wait for that day.
Yeah.
If we start right away, then we start right away. I haven't fully decided if it will be right away, if it'll be 6 months, if it'll be a year after.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be 30. He's going to be 40 right after we get married.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the perfect age. I love him. He's going to be my husband. So
yeah.
I think I saw around Halloween, he tweeted something or posted something like, this might be the last Halloween where we're not like at home passing out candy,
yeah.
or walking like a kid around in a costume. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Jax, you'll see this season. Jax will say, like, right after the wedding he wants to. And I'm not saying I wouldn't want to do that. I'm just kind of like, do we want to right away or do we want to wait, like, 6 months?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just to see. And because of our job, it's so totally. Freaking crazy.
Yeah. How many kids do you guys want? Like, if you could pick how many you could have.
If I could pick how many, I would have 3.
Yeah.
And I think Jax wants 2. So I'm like, 2 or 3 is fine with me.
As long as he gets one that plays hockey, probably.
Yeah. Right?
I want boys and girls.
So I'm curious because I'm going to be there, but also at Mr. Rocker would like to know if Brittany's going to have Mama's beer cheese at the wedding.
Oh, probably, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that too?
I mean, I don't know what exactly we can talk about just yet because...
Okay. Well, they're just... Stay tuned,
yes.
because there's a beer cheese
yes.
surprise.
And it, yeah.
Coming your way.
Coming your way. It's going to be big, and I'm going to have a big launch, and it's going to be great.
Yes. A couple other questions that came through. At Sadie Dallasera wants to know, will you ever cut your long, gorgeous hair?
I don't think I could.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't think I can. Whenever I was born, I had, like, long enough hair for a bow. So
yeah.
I don't remember. I've never remembered having short hair. I think I got it cut once, like, in middle school right above my boobs. And
uh-huh.
I hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it. It's just... My mom would never let me cut it whenever I was a little girl, and I hated her for it, and now I love her for it.
Yeah.
Bradley, your hair guy, would kill you, too.
Right? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I just would get too nervous. I don't like that much of change, honestly.
Yeah.
At Carrie Berry 2883 wants to know, what's been the most exciting part of wedding planning?
Oh, goodness. Probably finding my dress. Yeah, because my mom was there, my mamaw Aww. Was there, my stepmom Linda was there, my sister-in-law was there, my niece Presley was Aww. There, some of the girls were there, so it's gonna, and Kara from Vegas, who's
uh-huh.
my maid of honor, she was there,
Aww.
So it was a very special moment.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, last question I have for you. What are you most nervous and most excited to see this season coming up?
Well, I was most excited to see the engagement.
Obviously.
Yes.
But we've already seen that
yes.
now. Yes. So.
Okay, so what else would I be... other than the engagement, our engagement party, of course.
Uh-huh.
And the Mexico trip.
Ooh, yeah. That was so
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it was beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be cool to see. And then what was the other one? Not...
Like, are you nervous about... anything like what people maybe say in their interviews?
Yeah, like that makes me nervous because I know, like, obviously I know how the season's going. Like,
yeah.
I know that people are going to have their doubts about our relationship. And, of course, I'm very worried about seeing that. Like,
yeah.
it's going to be hard to see your friends talking about your relationship behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a very crappy part of what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I'm happy none of you guys are paid to talk about me.
Yeah. So that always sucks to see that. Like I said earlier, though, I understand when people have their doubts, but there comes a time whenever it gets annoying hearing it over and over, like, what, how much longer do we have to prove it? Blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
I know I'm also about to go through that all over again with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
they're not going to believe it right away either.
Yeah.
So I got to prepare myself for that.
Definitely. Do I get a +1 for the wedding?
Oh,
she might need a +3.
I'm single. I don't plan on that changing anytime soon, but I would like to bring a date if I can.
Yeah,
so.
I think that I'll like, well, we'll have to see what your relationship status is in a couple months, but yeah,
single.
If you want to bring somebody who like is cool, then okay.
Okay.
They might not be able to stay in the castle.
You
is the
guys
only
are,
thing.
That's fine. But, yep, still
I don't
single.
Want you to be on by yourself.
Thank you. I know. I'm like, the only one in our group of friends who isn't in a serious relationship.
Yeah. Jax has some groomsmen, but you know them all.
Oh, God. No. No, that is a hard pass. No, thank you. But, you know, I'm having fun being single, living
you
my life.
You should.
Focusing on myself, focusing on work. I just did a new song yesterday.
You did a new one?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I have three, actually.
It's really sexual.
Yeah.
You did a sexual song.
I did. Oh, it's like very like R&B.
I was like, I'm uncomfortable a little listening to this.
Yeah, but it's a good
one. It's really good.
Are we gonna hear it, or is it not ready yet?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you a little story about something called True Car.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna play you my song to end our show.
Okay.
So before I preview that for you, I know you just got a new car. Jax just got a new car. You guys are always getting new cars. So I thought this would be the perfect thing. Have you heard about True Car?
I have not.
Okay. So they are fantastic. Let me just tell you. Okay. So 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial is going to last. But you know what else you can do in a minute with True Car?
Nope.
You can get an offer for your car, like if you guys maybe want to sell it, trade up, in the amount of time it takes you to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or listen to my voice. You can get your offer, true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. You just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. You got to answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. And after that, you can bring in your car. They'll check it out with you. You can ask questions, get any answers you need, so there's no surprises. Simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, just check out True Car.
Cool.
So if you guys are looking for another one or you want to trade in, boom. Okay, you ready?
Might
want to
get rid of one of those sports cars that just sit in the garage.
All right. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a little preview. I'm giving you guys, this is the first listen anyone's getting. I didn't even ask Sean too about this. We're just going to do it. Here you go. It's called One More Time.
Ooh. Ooh. I can't lie. Saw your picture on my timeline. I can't deny.
I like the beat.
Boy, you're my kryptonite. One more.
Like you would be booty bent, right? Booty dancing with your man. Low grind.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I'm going to give you guys for now. But yeah, we just finished that yesterday, and it's so different than anything I've done before. But it's like, I'm like,
I like
this is like baby making music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like it.
Slow
so, just want to give you all a little thing to leave you with.
A little R&B. Love it.
Brittany is the at Brittany on Instagram, like the most famous Brittany there is on Instagram. She's just at Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. There's Janet Elizabeth on Twitter. She's hilarious. Hi. Follow her too.
She's great.
Anything else before we're done?
I don't know. You got any other questions?
Nope. That was it.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, this was fun.
I could do this all the time.
I know.
Like
it. Well, we'll have you back mid-season. We'll talk about some more shenanigans.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy, I'ma make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Yeah. Come and get it.
Let me see you shake that.
Step in the club, little black dress.
Podcast One is your one-stop shop for everything TV and pop culture.
A very candid, not even supposed to be on the record conversation.
Check out any of the Collider Network podcasts like TV Talk, Movie Talk, Collider Live, and more. And for you reality TV fans, Rob's sister Nino's got you covered with Rob Has a Podcast.
This is a podcast about nothing.
Yeah.
You literally have a podcast about nothing.
Check out the Collider Network and Rob Has a Podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.